Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. And we'd like to welcome everyone back to another great night. And tonight I'd just like to talk a little bit about spirits and ghosts and the beyond. And then we'll hurry and get to the reading so everybody can get their questions in. Well, I'd just like to talk about an experience that I had. We were talking about UFOs a couple of days ago, but I'd like to talk about an experience where I went to see a lady channel some spirits in her home, and somehow the spirits were getting really restless, and her cat was kind of going crazy, and my mother, she was walking outside of the outside of the house, and she slipped and fell. So I'm thinking one of the spirits might have got a little restless and might have pushed her over, but I'm not sure what the supernatural event was. But yes, do I believe in spirits? The question is, yes, I do. There's a lot of spirits out there. And spirits are around us all the time, just like they made the movie, I went to see the movie Heaven is for Real, and the way he described heaven and the way he described the angels was very similar to my experience and how I saw Jesus, and the way he saw Jesus was with green eyes and dark hair, and then he saw the angels as he was entering into a church, and then he saw his sisters and his mother. So I do recommend everyone go see that movie. It's an amazing movie, and it's actually very very real. So yeah, I do recommend everyone to go see that movie. It's amazing. Looks like we got a caller on the line from the 971. I'm going to go ahead and take this caller. 971, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, and what's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Kay, and I'm calling you from New York.
And what's your question for us tonight? We were just talking about spirits and beyond and the supernatural. Have you had any supernatural experiences lately?
I don't think I've had any supernatural experiences lately apart from, you know, dreams. So in my waking life, like in the waking world, I haven't had any lately. I usually do, but not lately.
Well, that's cool. I was just talking about an experience I had where I went to this lady's house and she did some channeling. She said that her house was like a vortex of spirits. And she channeled the spirits. And somehow her face started to form, started to change. And she was saying sometimes the spirits, they do that. It's like a metamorphosis. Psychics do that.
I've experienced that a couple years ago where someone was, they had, and it was weird because there was that instant, you know, like sense about them, and they said that, you know, they had felt that they were somebody who worked in magic in a past life, and it was really strange because as they were reading my chakra, something had popped out, like, in their face that morphed out. And that was something I wasn't expecting to see or feel. But, you know, because I'm pretty sensitive to the supernatural stuff. So when I saw this face pop out of their face, I knew it wasn't something I was supposed to see. So I left. So I was just like, oh, my gosh. They're like, you look like you've seen a ghost. And I was like, I think I just saw your spirits you know, from your past life. And I couldn't say anything, so I just laughed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they, it's very, very interesting, you know, the spirits. I mean, I have had some encounters myself, not just going to see psychics, but I've actually seen them, I've to them. I've actually come in contact with some of the angels, some of the archangels. And it's interesting, you know, how they channel through the body like that. I mean, I've done it with hypnosis, where you'd make direct contact with the spirit, and then he'll tell us how he died. And some of them, you know, they even have where they can't speak because their throat's been cut, so they have them speak with their hands. Just things like that. You know, even people that have been abused carry around a lot of these earthbound spirits. You know, they get like an attachment, not just for channeling, but it's just because, you know, people have been abused and they have a lot of energy damage and soul damage, and they have a lot of, and they attract the spirit, you know. And so in my training, when I've taken, we've actually done exorcisms. I've done over 100 exorcisms, and exorcisms are real. Demons are real. Angels are real. I mean, I've even been to heaven and came back. I mean, I had an out-of-body experience where I saw heaven, and I was talking about this movie that just came out, and that actually has some real truth to it. You know, a lot of people don't believe in heaven, but, you know, I do believe that we create our heaven and our hell, and that heaven and hell is a state of mind. You know, and that's different. It's a different experience for everyone, you know. When I came back, you know, the first thing I saw was the angel singing in heaven and the castle and Jesus with a horse. Of course, on the movie, he said that the horse was made, it was like a rainbow, but the one I saw was a white horse with Jesus on top, you know, with a crown on his head. And so that, to me, is a symbol of the second coming of Christ. But then again, like I say, you know, this is just my own experience and where I've been there. You know, I can't say whether it's real or not real, but, you know, I've always been told, real or imagined, it's real to you, you know. So, like I say, everybody's experiences are differently. Is there anything that you had on your mind that you would like to know about your future or what's been going on in your life? What's been going on?
With me? A whole lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Care to share what's been going on?
Yeah, I've been finding a lot of balance, inner balance. And with that, I feel like when people are more balanced in themselves and content, and it's a good place to be where you're calm at the mind, I feel like learning to manifest the things that you want can come into play. Because, you know, I don't feel anyone can cheat the universe, because the universe will not, like, knows, you know what I mean? Like, I feel people don't...
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like people don't really ask themselves what they want, because at the end of the day, the universe will provide. And over the last couple of months for me, it's been very astounding how, you know, the law of attraction has come into play. Like, for an example, I had written down a list. You know how like people, they say, oh, you know, if you write down what you want and all this stuff and yada yada yada, like, it'll come into fruition, whatever. So I had written down on the list a list of what I was looking for in a suitor. Now, I also feel like when you write down the things that you want, you forget about it. That's when the universe will figure out how to deliver that to you. I feel if you're too focused on what you've written down and you think about it and you're like, oh, is the universe going to, you know, send this person my way, that just puts up a blockage. It's kind of, it's like a weird double-edged sword thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's interesting because I've had those, and I won't be specific, but I'll write it down, and then somehow, in some weird way, the universe already knows what you're writing down.
Exactly. And so, you know, and it's so weird because, like, I've never done this before, so I wanted to test it out, so I literally wrote specifically what I was looking for, and that person came to me, and the only problem that I didn't specify was age, and this person had ticked off the entire list of what I was looking for, and I thought this was so strange because, you know, he's actually a friend as well, and our last conversation we had was the whole fact of manifesting and how it's a gift that some people don't know that they do have. And I feel like everyone does have, you know, the ability to manifest something. It's just a matter of where they are in their lives.
Absolutely.
And where they are within themselves. And I thought it was so bizarre that I had manifested this person and now they're talking to me about manifestations. I'm just thinking this is so strange. I mean, it was beautiful. You know?
Yeah.
But,
I'm going to invite a friend of mine on the air. She's also a clairvoyant and psychic medium. And she's empathic, and I'm going to bring her on. And she's from the 817. Monica, are you there?
Hi, Adrian.
Hi, Monica. And I just want to introduce you to our caller here. And,
hello.
What would you say your name was?
Kay.
You were from?
New York.
Kay, okay.
Hello,
and this
Kay
is Monica, my friend Monica.
Hi, Monica.
Hi.
Nice to meet you on here.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. Okay,
and
go
so,
ahead.
yeah, tell us, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt, go ahead.
Oh, with the story?
Yeah, continue your story.
So, yeah, I just feel like, you know, for me lately, I've just been manifesting in the last 6 months because my intuition was really on point, actually, 6 months ago. And it's, I guess that right now in my life, I've been in this phase where it's intuition versus intellect. And to me, that I think all past experiences that I have gone through personally have given me a lot of information on how to deal with people, deal with myself, my boundaries. And that's also asking for me to trust my instincts more. So with the knowledge and the resources, that's the intellect part. You know,
right.
I've learned from my experiences, and then it's asking me to trust and be confident within myself and use my intuition. And I feel like being in New York City, there's so many energies, and, like, you know, people come in and out, and I feel as though it's a big place with a lot of people. It's also a very lonely place, and it really teaches one, if you're quick enough to catch on to it, it really teaches one to navigate through instincts. Because, you know, it is a surviving type, you know, jungle feel out here. So that's what's really been going on with me. I don't know if this is like, if I'm just ranting. I feel like I'm just ranting.
No, you're kind of explaining something that I was curious about. Seeing that, you know, after 9/11, most people, you know, they said how New York changed, how everyone's closer, the people are more caring. And I was kind of curious about that, and you just answered something that I was going to ask.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. I'm actually a newbie in New York. I've lived in the city before, but I've lived in New York for about 3 years, and, you know, you'd be surprised how many people there are that are really open to spirituality and to, you know, the higher being and doing things and living life honestly and really helping one another out. I think maybe 9/11 was the precursor to all of this. I mean, I'm not going to say it was, I'm not going to say it wasn't, but I definitely have noticed that people that I have interacted with, and maybe because, you know, like I'm exuding some kind of energy that is attracting certain people, but I also feel like, you know, people, not, like in my age group, and I just turned 28, and, you know, like people who are younger than me to people who are, you know, 20 years older than me, they have become more switched on. And if there's this higher state of consciousness that people are sort of wanting to go to, and they find and seek certain avenues to get there on their own. And it's an amazing thing to see how people have connected. And now I've noticed even conversations with people, I don't need to necessarily have conversations with them. It's almost like they get it.
Right.
And I feel like as humans and like the development that we're going through now, like maybe that's going to be the next step in the coming years and the coming generations, where conversations and like speaking isn't really necessary anymore. It's understanding. And I think that's the battle, is conveying emotions and really knowing what someone's going through. So that's, you know, I feel like that's something that's really unique, and that people are becoming more aware, consciously aware. It's, you can see it sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? Expand.
Right.
You know, it's expanding through different groups of people, different age groups, cultures. It's really uniting people on a level that I don't think a lot of people have ever experienced or seen in the past, you know, generations or decades or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
So.
What do you see when you see someone that is closed off? How does it make you feel?
You know, I actually had a conversation with the person that I was, you know, the manifested person. And I feel like happiness is such a, you know, like a subjective thing. Like if somebody's really content in their lives and you feel that you see that what, you know, like it's, how do I put this into words? It's almost like you see somebody and you see what could be good for them.
Right.
But what that person feels like it's not good for them, or maybe they're happy in their life. Like you can't enforce things onto other people. And if someone's switched off, quote unquote, I think it's because they haven't gone through certain pitfalls or maybe their past hasn't, you know, detoured them in a place where they do need to go through stuff and learn from it. Because I feel like the more you learn from your experiences, the more doors are going to open.
Right.
And if you're just able to let go and
that's
really
so true.
Not freak out, you know, because I feel like people
that
are always
true.
Fretting.
Mm-hmm.
And if people just really, like, not freak out. Like, I just had a conversation with a good friend of mine the other day, and I said to him, I go, you know, on a plane, God forbid this were to happen to anybody who's listening or whatever, but on a plane, like Malaysia Airlines, for an example, it takes 3.5 minutes to die on a plane when it's falling from the air, because you're about like 35,000 feet, you know, elevation, and it takes 3.5 minutes to die. And I said to my friend, going, in those 3.5 minutes, you are screaming, you are freaking out, you are whatever.
Adrian, you there?
Did we lose her?
I think so.
We did.
Uh-oh.
Let's go. Yeah, it looks like we lost her. She popped off. Let's
uh-oh.
Go to the next caller from the 832 area.
Hello.
832, you're on here.
Hi, I'm Tammy.
We lost the last caller, but you're talking with Adrian and Monica. Do you have a question for us tonight?
I do, but I don't know what to ask, because I just kind of need guidance in a lot of things.
What's the most pressing one?
I just feel like I'm constantly attracting negativity. No matter how hard I try, I get rid of negative people. I read positive books. I try to do good things. I meditate now. I stay by myself for a while so that I can just kind of regroup. But as soon as I get connected to people again, it's just all they talk about is negativity, and it's just negativity.
Do you catch yourself saying, I don't want to be around negative people?
I'm online a lot too, and so I'm in a lot of groups, and so I find myself saying that to people online.
Okay. Remember, what you say, what your intention is what you're going to bring towards you.
Okay.
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 You have to change your way of thinking.
Okay.
Instead of saying, I don't want to get around these negative vibes, say, I'm looking for good vibes, or I'm looking for happy people.
Okay.
Say those things, and that will change the intention.
Okay.
Okay, because that's what's drawing it towards you. You keep your intention on it.
Okay.
Okay. Because remember, what you say and do is almost like what you reap. What you sow is what you reap.
Right. Okay.
Well, that's just a little thing to do for yourself. Or also you can walk around and say, I am happy. It sounds silly, it sounds corny, but trust me, it works.
No, it makes sense, yeah.
I am happy. I am happy. You're sending out that intention. When you send out that intention, it's going to attract that intention towards you.
Okay.
Happy things are going to come towards you.
That's what I need, because I don't have much happiness in my life at the moment.
No. Well, there you go. See, you just said it again.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, trust me. It's easy to just say it, but once you get into the routine of doing that, of saying, I am happy, the next thing you know is you won't be saying, I'm unhappy or I'm not happy right now. Or, no, you're going to be saying, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy right now. Even if you're not doing anything, even if you're by yourself, I'm happy.
Right. Okay.
Very simple, but it's simplicity. But it works.
Yeah.
What else do you need to talk about? There's something else pressing.
Something else that's pressing? Well, there's actually two things, and I always worry about which one's the worst, or more important. And I always say love is more important than money, but.
Love,
so,
huh?
Yeah.
You need to tell you need to tell the universe all the good things you want and the man that you want to meet.
Okay.
He's kind to me. He's respectful of me. He's considerate of my feelings or that he's paying attention to me. He's courteous. He opens the door for me. He puts my chair in for me. You know, things like that. You tell the universe what you want. Don't tell the universe what you don't want. You tell the universe what
right.
you want. Okay?
Okay.
I want a tall man. He's tall. He doesn't have to be gorgeous. I want a man that's good looking. Doesn't have to be
yeah.
gorgeous now. Okay? Just things like that. You tell the universe what you want.
Okay.
And then forget about it. He'll come.
Okay.
Now, are you pressing? Do you need it now? Do you need a man right now, or do you want to work on you? Because remember, you have to make you happy first.
Right.
Because nobody else can make you happy but you.
Right.
Okay, he's going to compliment you. He is going to compliment that happiness.
Okay.
Okay. Tell the universe what you want. Put it out there. And then forget about it. And then work on you.
Okay. Sounds great. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You guys have a great evening.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
You have a great night. Thanks for calling in.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Anybody else?
Well, it looks like that's all the callers are still on the air. Is there anything that you want to talk about, Monica, or a message for everyone? Hello. Monica, again, I'd like to thank everyone for coming on the show tonight. Whoever is out there and is listening that would like to have a psychic reading with me or Monica if she comes back online on the air, feel free to call in. First, I'd like to talk a little bit about some other tools of divination. I've been using these story cues, which are from China, and supposedly the story cues are what they call metaphors. And the metaphors were used back in the time of the Egyptian times, but they never called them metaphor names. But the metaphors have different images that can actually read your future. So it's kind of like archetypes. And these archetypes work with us and they work against us. So depending on where our intentions are, we focus on those archetypes and they work with us and we can work with them as well, whether it be health, whether it be relationships, and whether it be money. Now these metaphors are also very, very powerful because it's a symbol of an archetype, but it's a metaphor. It's, we see images like an image of a lamp or an image of a cloud or an image of a rainbow or an image of a treasure chest. So depending on what that image or metaphor represents for you, you can begin to tap into those psychic energies, and those energies will be revealed to you in a vision. Just like one of my metaphors and archetypes was the animal totem, the hawk. And as I was talking about it, a giant hawk flew over my house, and I was the only one that saw it. So there's the hawk, which means, you know, you're soaring through challenges right now in my life. So that's kind of the message that I wanted to share with everybody is metaphors. And I'd like to thank everyone for coming on tonight and have a great night.